This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today we have Eileen Huan back with us. We're chatting to Eileen, and I'm super excited about this again. Eileen is just the most bubbly character, and she's super cool. Beyond that, though, she runs and founded the Picture Company, TPC for short. These guys have, amongst other things, over about 380,000 followers on Facebook, and they're a household name in terms of portraits and family portraiture in Manila and the Philippines. So Eileen is also a very worldly lady, and so I talked to her. She's a Filipina. She was born and raised here, but schooled in Europe. So I talked to Eileen about different perspectives in terms of what it's like doing business in the Philippines. And I think there's a lot of takeaways. There's a lot of insight in here in just a day in the life of a Philippine business owner and life. Okay, so enjoy this. If you want any notes from this, if you want to get in touch with Eileen or TPC at all, just go to the show notes. And you can find the show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode23. Okay, so we're back with Eileen Huan from TPC, which is the picture company. Hi, Eileen. Today, we're going to talk about what it's like doing business in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So most of our audience is not in the Philippines and considering using outsourcing services. And you, Eileen, you are an immensely worldly person, highly experienced in all aspects of business. So it's interesting to get your very rounded perspective on exactly what it's like doing business in the Philippines, and both in terms of managing staffing in the Philippines, and really, is it any different than anywhere else in the world? Mm-hmm. I want to sort of see your main takeaways on that, really.
The only comparison I have of doing business elsewhere is when I opened offices in Kuala Lumpur. And of course, it was more difficult because then you don't have all the benefits you have in the Philippines. Like, it's so easy to hire a driver, to get a messenger, to do things. You know, it's everything's easier in the Philippines, I feel. Mm. While when I was working in KL, everything had to be done by us. So there's less flexibility. Right. Also the culture, I think Filipinos are very full of heart. Like, they have a big heart. They always want to serve. Mm. They always want to help. When I was in Kuala Lumpur, I felt it was always about what's in it for me. Mm. The culture, like Malaysians, are so different from the Chinese. And it's just, I really enjoy working in the Philippines in a sense that people want to work.
Right.
But of course.
Yeah. There's huge heart in it actually, isn't it? And people want to create a community out of their work environment. It's quite an enjoyable place. Yeah. And how is it? I mean, you do have a vast experience. You haven't necessarily worked in many other countries, but you have a big business network across the globe. You were schooled in Europe. And what is it like? Have you seen a lot of change over the years? Because Philippines is experiencing phenomenal growth. Are things really, you know, being pushed into the 21st, 22nd century a lot quicker?
I don't know. I don't feel it in my business. As you know, my business is a service business. It's very simple. Sometimes I feel like we're just playing. So I don't think I can answer that question with the kind of experience I have. Mm-hmm. But I do get frustrated and wish that we were more advanced, that we had a smarter workforce, if I'm allowed to say that.
Absolutely.
I think all the smart people are being exported to other countries. Mm. And so it's hard to find people with really good skill. Right. I also think the values of Filipinos are more relaxed. And so the kind of work I did when I was working in Switzerland was I was working like a horse. I didn't complain about 13-hour shifts. And here it's almost like they're babies. I feel like I need to apologize if they have to work hard. You know, it's different. It's very Filipino. It's almost like I need a siesta at 2 p.m. because I need it. It's different.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I often look at that and within even within different sectors of society, you'll go to Wall Street and the Wall Street bankers will. Mm-hmm. There's just an expectation when you graduate, you work 20 hours a day for the next 3 years. Other parts of New York City would be very much more relaxed if you're in maybe a creative environment. So there can be bubbles, but I think generally more in the Philippines, people, and maybe it's a good thing, huh? Maybe it's a little bit more balanced towards a family environment and not working too hard. But
In fact, when I interviewed my HR manager, I told her that my dream was to have a picture company culture, because this is what we did in Malaysia. We called it My TPC, My The Picture Company. MY being from Malaysia. So anyway, my TPC, it's like you're owning TPC. Like it doesn't matter what the culture or the HR culture is in Malaysia, but we will have our own culture. So within the walls of Picture Company in Malaysia, it's a different culture.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what Malaysian culture you have. When you step into Picture Company, it's totally different.
Right.
And people noticed it. Like we had customers saying, what's happening here? Why is it different? Why are you guys so nice? And so it's like the Philippine culture was shining in Malaysia.
Right.
And the clients felt it. And in here in the Philippines, when I interviewed my HR manager, I said, my dream is that our HR values will change the Philippines. So our dream is to write a book in the future on how to run a company that changes people. And so they bring it back to their communities. So if people are going to be bringing their BPOs here, I wish that they would infuse the Philippines in their little community, in their little office, with values that will stick with the people and they'll bring it to their own communities. And I feel the Philippines can change and advance if we all did our share in our little offices.
Right. And teaching good habits and good
disciplines. Yes, that they will take home with them.
Mm, mm. And finally, just quickly, I mean, you've been in business nearly 15 years now, and obviously you've been in Philippines a lot longer, obviously. Have you noticed there's been a huge amount of growth, economic growth, and I think a sort of a huge boom in the middle class, which brings a lot of extra consumption to countries. Have you personally noticed through business over the last 10, 15 years an increase in the middle class, but also an increase in the middle class consumption?
Yes, we just had a discussion on that earlier, and we noticed that we have more upper B in Picture Company now, which you would have never seen before.
Right.
And the reason why that came up is because the elite A is not coming to us anymore because they don't want to be what the upper B uses. Isn't that funny?
Right.
Okay, wow. So we were wondering, how do we increase the business if we are now attracting the upper B, the upper B market? And they're probably in places where we never even considered putting a location there or a store in that location. But now it actually might make money. It's definitely more people are spending. I'm seeing birthday parties where they're spending hundreds of thousands of pesos, and I would have never seen that before in this certain area or in this. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's more of a divide, and maybe there's as many upper B's as there was upper A's back in the day, sort of thing.
They're just definitely spending more now. Maybe before portraits is a luxury, now it's, you see more of the upper B coming to.
Fantastic. That's great. Great insight. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks, Derek.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Eileen Huan of TPC. If you want any show notes, if you want any contact information, do check out our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode23. See you next time.